Woke up this morning next to an angel. Saw him lift his hand up high. He said, "Thank you, God, for forgiving me. Another day to live this life." He whispered to me, "Good morning." Quietly sang a happy tune. And then he softly held me in the early morning light of his room. Good morning to anyone who's lonely. Good morning to everyone who's crying. Good morning to anybody who's lost someone they love. It's a new sunrise. It's another day, another time, another chance to change your life and walk along the stairway to the sun. Another door open wide, another chance to look inside. See the dreams that live inside of you, where dreams come true. Yes, the angel, he reminds me to be thankful and to pray that there's beauty in each moment. And each day's a brand new day. He says, look forward to tomorrow. Don't spend too much time on yesterday. Because we've got to live each moment and be grateful for each and every day. Good morning to anyone who's lonely. Good morning to everyone who's crying. Good morning to everybody who's lost someone they've loved. It's a new sunrise. It's another dance, another smile, another chance to kiss your child. Another day to learn something new. Another day to have some fun. Another chance to love someone. Another day where wishes could come true. It's all waiting there for you. Another time, another chance to change your life and walk along the stairway to the sun. Another door open wide, another chance to look inside and see the light that shines inside of you, where dreams come true. Ooh. Up this morning next to an angel.
All right, here we are on Team CST, Connecting Spirit Together. This is Mercedes Lucky, and I want to tell you we have a wonderful guest tonight. He is an innovative career advisor and speaker, an intuitive, and he's an incredible astrologer, and he is here tonight to help us help ourselves, which is a philosophy on the show, and his name is Larry Martin. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Mercedes. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was a little cloudy this morning, but I spoke with you real quickly about the show, and you kind of altered me a little bit in my thinking, so I've actually had a wonderful day since.
Great.
And I know we're going to talk a little bit about that today, like what's in our future of the stars. But I wanted you to, if you don't mind, to give a little background about yourself so that the listeners will know a little bit about you. And also I want to give out this number. I'm going to do this throughout the show. So you can call in and talk to Larry, and he can take your questions. The toll-free number for USA only is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And I'll give out the other one next, but I want to go ahead and start talking with Larry. And Larry, I've had you on my other show, which was in Jolt Radio here in Tucson, and you did phenomenal each time you're on the show, and you helped so many people. So go ahead and tell us just a little bit about your background, if you don't mind, sir.
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, my goal has always been to help or heal people, and I started studying psychology back in the 1980s at the University of Dayton in Ohio, and basically lived most of my life there until just recently moving out to Tucson, Arizona, where I'm expanding business and meeting new people on a daily basis, and it's just really exciting. And I've got a website at www.larrymartin.biz, B-I-Z, so it's LarryMartin.biz for business. And people can go there and read all about me and all about my services. And I do everything from Reiki healing sessions to astrology charts to corporate advising and human resource development, as well as group talks and explaining to people, just like what we're doing tonight, where the planets are going, because a lot of people have the misunderstanding, if it were, that the planets are doing something to us. You know, like there's little beams of light coming down from outer space. And, I don't subscribe to that way of thinking. I like to look at the planets as if we were looking at a giant clock or a wristwatch, you know, that more or less has the planets moving around the sun at a very scientifically measured constant rate of speed. And like most people understand, the Earth revolves around the sun in 1 year, but they may not know that Mars does it in 2, or Jupiter 12, or Saturn 29, or Uranus 84. And all of those numbers mean something. So when we actually look at a given point in time, whether it's the inauguration of a president, or the beginning of a new corporation, or the birth of a person, there's actually a planetary pattern that actually is measured out scientifically on a chart, and then the artistic side of astrology actually interprets that chart. And so you have a mixture of both science, which gives us the data, and then the art, which helps us to interpret it. And I use a much more strategic approach than some people, whereas I like to look at the skills and all the positives of a person and try to encourage them to use those skills so that they can make progress in their life and move forward.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's really
and
it's a lot of fun.
If someone were to call in and ask you a question, what would they need for you to be able to help them?
Well, all I need is their first name and then, of course, their birth date. And if they know their birth time, they need to give that. But if they don't know their birth time, that's quite all right. It doesn't change the accuracy of what we're talking about. It just changes the amount of detail I'm able to, help them with regards to answering a question. And then, of course, their birthplace is important as well. So if they can give us that kind of information, that's more than enough, and we can actually, have the chart going in, about 2 or 3 seconds. It's very fast computer software these days, as compared to back in the 80s when I learned how to draw charts by hand. It used to take several minutes. So things get sped up very quickly, so that way we can get to a lot of callers or anybody that's sending in an email. And,
okay. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to give out the worldwide number, and that is toll-free. Well, worldwide sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756 for worldwide calling. And, Larry, you pretty much can talk to anyone on the phone, or do you, you know, do you do phone readings and things like that, of that nature?
Mm-hmm. I do quite a wide variety of phone sessions that are recorded digitally, and then they're emailed, the actual session, usually within an hour after its completion. And then I also do web camera sessions if they prefer to, you know, meet someone eye to eye. I certainly don't believe that physical distance should be a limitation.
Wow,
so
that's cool.
We've got webcam, we got internet, we've got, you know, automatic email, and then, of course, the good old-fashioned telephone. And I use a digital phone. That way the recording can be made fresh, and it's very clear, just as if you were right here in my office.
Wow, so you're probably recording this, huh?
I didn't think about it, but, yeah, I believe most of the internet radio shows, you know, most of them are archived.
So yeah, they have archived this.
Sure. Any listener, including me, could actually probably go back to the website and download the archive when it's available.
Yeah, that's very true, and that's exactly what you can do. And speaking of this BBS radio, you can go into my little website here on that they have designed for me, which I think is wonderful, and it does talk about the show and a little bit about why it was formed. And soon, Larry, it will have, you know, I'll be able to put in that you're coming on. I just haven't quite figured out how to do it yet. When I do, hopefully this week it'll have, Larry Martin's on. Okay, so Larry, I want to ask a big question. What is going on in the skies today?
Well, it's so funny you should ask that, because I've got a little section on the front of my website when you first enter with the most asked or most frequently asked questions. The first one is, Larry, what's going on?
What's going on, dude?
And there's always a number of things going on astrologically, but we've really been living with extremely beneficial planetary aspects for a number of years, and it's only now begun to kind of shift over and balance out. And really what we're looking at is a short pattern of a series of eclipses, but we're more importantly looking at really three planetary alignments leading up to a fourth one. And I'll try to go over it briefly for those studying astrology. Otherwise, I won't go into too much detail. But the first one that's probably the biggest one that's really hitting people the hardest is Saturn being in opposition to Uranus. And what that means is Saturn is actually occupying an area of space that we would call Virgo as far as the zodiac sign. And on the opposite side of the sky is Uranus, which is in an area known as Pisces. And since these two planets are actually in direct opposition or direct line with one another, and their symbology is quite the opposite of one another, we're seeing a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety and a lot of tension, because Saturn wants to try to keep things the same or consistent, and Uranus wants to completely revolutionize them and make them completely different. So we have a society of people that are used to going to work each morning, doing a good job, getting a paycheck on Friday or whenever, and trying to make the most out of, you know, whatever their career happens to be. And Uranus says, well, no, we need to change all this. We need to change government. We need to change the banking system. We need to change the money in your pocket, and maybe even your job and career. So a lot of people are, you know, developing very deep fears and very deep phobias, and they're frightened of the banking changes, and they're frightened of the government changes, even though they're excited. They're also very nervous about what's going to happen next. So, and that's just one aspect of what we're facing right now. Another one we're looking at is Pluto changing signs. And, you know, a lot of people may have read the news about Pluto being downgraded from the status of a planet down to what they call a dwarf planet.
Really?
But really, even though it's been downgraded in how it's listed, astrologers haven't changed their interpretation one bit, because wherever Pluto appears in your chart always shows where there is an extreme shift in power or an extreme shift in control issues in your life. So as Pluto shifts from the zodiac sign of Sagittarius, which is one of religious disorder, in other words, everyone remembers how much difficulties the Catholic Church experienced over the years and how much governments tried to change education, which is another higher form of thinking. And now Pluto's moved into Capricorn, which has to do with revolutionizing business and corporations and the stock market and the law of the land and regulations governing banks. You know, all of these things now are in complete chaos because Pluto is basically signaling that it's time for these things to be completely dumped and changed over to something that's more helpful to the world rather than more greed-oriented, which is
right. But it seems a little scary because, you know, we're just not used to that.
Right.
And, you know, is that what you kind of are saying? We're in a good transition, but it's scary.
Well, and a blunt example would be people maybe having a credit card or two that they pay between 7% and 15% interest on, and they wake up the next morning and suddenly they're being charged 25% and 30% interest.
Yeah, I just heard about that happening to one of my friends.
Exactly. So I mean,
that's a lot.
What's happening is that the banks have lost so much money through very bad lending practices that they're now trying to make up for that in other ways by charging other customers or even good customers a lot extra in order to make up for their own losses. So the greed factor in that is that they're getting a bailout from the government, but at the same time they're passing on additional costs to the good customers. So somewhere along the lines, regulation has to be reinstated so that the banks can't just, you know, charge people whatever they feel like charging because it's slowing down the economy and it's bringing it to a halt. So yeah, we have to see all of this play out within the next year or two just so that people can move on with their lives because a lot of people have been paralyzed by this situation. They're either unemployed now or they're worried about being laid off, and so they're too frightened to spend money, and so they're not. They're simply not. I mean, cars are not being sold. Appliances are being put off. I know people that just need to get their car repaired, and they're putting that off.
Yeah, it's really, really changed. There's so many businesses shutting down. It is scary. I want to offer the number again. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And again, I keep hearing a little beep. So I'm not sure if that means we might have a caller. And if we do, then let me know about this, because like I said, I'm a little new at this radio station. So if that beep means that we have a caller, then hopefully I'll be able to figure that out, or someone will let us know. Well, I'm being honest. I don't recall hearing the beep before. But, Larry, as far
we're
as...
We're just special.
Yeah, we're getting the beep special.
Hello?
Oh, thank goodness. I was right. I just had this feeling about that beep. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. This is Ellen speaking.
Hi, Ellen. Oh, it's so nice that you called, Ellen. I bet you have a question for Larry, don't you?
Yes, well, I'm going to tell him my birth information.
Okay, Larry, can you hear Ellen okay?
I can, yeah. Go right ahead, Ellen.
Okay, I was born in Chicago on February 1st in 58 at 1:20 p.m.
Okay, well, first of all, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I forgot.
Okay, Ellen. Did you have a specific question in mind, or did you just want some general information?
Oh, about my career.
Okay.
Is there anything you can tell me about my career for this year?
Well, actually, what I'm seeing right now, because, again, just like we spoke about, it seems like a couple of seconds ago, the Uranus-Saturn alignment is going right through your career area. So what's actually been happening over the last couple of years is that regardless of what you do for a living, the chaos surrounding you has involved quite a few people either leaving or arriving. In other words, there has not been a lot of consistency or a lot of evenness. So it would be normal to expect a lot of people to be concerned or worried or passing around rumors that aren't necessarily true, and making everyone else nervous as well. However, the opposite side, Saturn, has to do with trying to stabilize these things. So right now, as I would see it, you are probably going to be looking at a major job change But I really feel that at this point in time, and for the next 5 to 6 months, it's your call. In other words, it'll be your decision to make. Aquarians always work a lot better if they can be the driver of their own car, so to speak. You know, you've got a lot of independence in your chart, and not just from being an Aquarius. You also have Venus, and then Chiron, which is another point in the sky that we look at and try to measure. So with Aquarius being that strong in your chart, and you're, I don't know, have you ever seen your birth chart before, Ellen?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you're
Larry, do you still send the birth chart to the callers that call?
Absolutely. If she can leave her an email address with which to send it to, I can zap it on over to her right after the show.
Oh, perfect.
Do you have an email address, Ellen?
I do.
Would you mind giving it on air, or would you rather have his email address?
I can say it on the air.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and take it right now, Larry, before we finish?
Sure can, or she can always visit my website at larrymartin.biz and click on Contact Me, or Free Chart. She can click on Free Chart and get a free chart.
Okay.
Why don't we do that? We don't want to have a bunch of people emailing
you. Sure. Yeah. I just changed my email.
Well, you might want them to, but...
Maybe, yeah. You know, if Ellen's not doing anything, you know...
Ellen, does that make any sense what he's saying to you?
Yeah. Basically, he's telling me that, like, within the next 6 months, it's my call to see where my career goes.
Right. And, you know, and to be more specific about it, because this is the year... for Aquarius, because Jupiter is visiting us, and that's my sign, that's why I say us. I'm an Aquarius also, so my heart goes out to you. But Jupiter is actually visiting Aquarius for the first time in 12 years, and this is our opportunity to make everything bigger than life and expand our horizons and do things we never thought possible before. And so we're all going to go renting a Superman or a Superwoman outfit, and we're going to go out and do some really bizarre things that will make people nervous. But Jupiter will be exactly in alignment. Let me go ahead and give you a calendar date. You got a pen ready, Ellen?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
This is exciting.
You need to be really paying attention between February 23rd and February 25th. And that would be my approach to saying strategically that as Jupiter moves over the sun, Ellen, if you're not physically going out and looking to see what you want to do for a living or seeing how you want to improve your current job for a living, then you want to either try meditation or visualization, or a big thing I promote on a show I do out of Los Angeles is doing a vision board. And the vision board is basically like taking a few magazines that you're not planning on using anymore and cutting out pictures that inspire you and putting them up on the wall so that you can see it every day, kind of like a collage of all the signs of success that you really want to draw and attract to you. I'm a firm believer in the law of attraction, and I figure using your astrology chart, you know, we can say that because of your fierce independence and because of the way that you prefer doing things yourself, this is yet another way to use the signatures of the sky and what naturally is being, you know, communicated to us to put your best foot forward and do it on those days, because if, and we would assume that there would be, an opportunity comes your way, you want to be ready for it. You want to make sure the phone is got the ringer turned on loud. You know, you want to make sure that you're available for phone calls, discussions, emails, all of those things. You want to be available. You want to be ready to work.
That's excellent. I do have one more question, and it's regards to living. Do you see me, like, moving?
I do not see you moving right now. Saturn is firmly entrenched in the fourth house of residence in your birth chart, and that usually signifies that if you were to try to move, things would be phenomenally difficult. You would be met with obstacle after obstacle to the point of wondering whether it was worth it or not. So until Saturn moves out of that pattern, I see you pretty much staying put, and it would be wise for you to do so, unless you're seeing something I'm not. I really see you needing to wait until at least the end of next year, 2010. So
right.
I would say if you really, you know, had your shoes on fire and you couldn't wait to move, I would say you really need to wait ideally until your birthday in 2011.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Absolutely, Ellen. And please do visit the website at larrymartin.biz, and it can show you all the different services available. And we can really make the most out of this year. I've been waiting for this for at least 11 years. And this is the year I've been waiting for, and everybody's looking at me like I'm nuts. But it's a good year for us, anyway.
It's a good year, Ellen. Yay!
All right.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen.
Awesome. Bye-bye. Hey, Larry, you know, I have, when you told me to do a vision chart, I'm sitting right here in my little computer desk area, and what I did was I actually just wrote stuff in bright colors and just wrote everything I wanted, and I think big, you know, because you said just, you know, really put it out there what you want. And I didn't do the magazine thing, but I did that before when I did, but I can't tell you how many things have happened when I look at them already in the short time for my goals of 3 months. I did all of them, and a lot of it is, you know, just, I think we got another caller, but like put God first, meditate daily, a constant reminder about spirit and God. And if there's another caller, we'll go ahead and take them.
Yeah, I got to tell you about my vision board here in a minute, but let's go ahead.
Yeah, I heard a beep. Is there another caller?
Yes.
Hi.
This is Serena Dan.
Oh, what? What now?
This is Serena, or as you know.
Oh, hi, Serena. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Do you have a question for Larry, the most incredible astrologer ever?
Yes, I do.
Well, actually, you know what, Serena? There's two of them that are my favorite, Paul Reeder and Larry Martin. So
right,
I have to give credit to both of them.
And Paul's a dear friend of mine, so I can definitely brag about him as well. It's just, you know, we have two different backgrounds, and we have two different styles of how we practice astrology, but we're very good friends, and now that I'm living in the same town that Paul is, we get together every Wednesday night and have a lot of laughs, actually.
Well, Serena, what do you want to ask Larry?
Well, I'd like to give my birth information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
March 13th. 1957, and I do not know what time I was born because I'm adopted.
That's quite all right. And was the year again, because I couldn't hear very clearly, was the year 67?
I'm 57. It was, I'm 51, but it was 1957.
Okay. I was trying to give you an extra 10 years.
Oh, I know. That wouldn't
okay.
be good.
That's okay. We'll stick to the correct date then. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. And then, Selena, did you have a question?
Well, just a general reading.
Okay, a general reading.
And it's Serena?
Yes.
Oh, it's Serena?
Serena is my my nickname, and Jan is my legal name.
Okay. Well, we'll go with Serena. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
Jan is my given name,
so
I don't know. Whatever you think.
That sounds perfect to me, anyway. I don't know. Have you ever seen your chart before?
No, I have not, because kind of difficult not knowing the time.
Oh, goodness. No, I like to prefer to use what's called a sunrise chart, you know, that puts a little more emphasis on the sun and less emphasis on the moon, because really the moon is going to be the fastest moving body on the chart. In other words, as long as we know your birth date is correct, all the planets will be in one specific degree number of the zodiac, and they won't change. Only the moon will change.
Okay.
And you were blessed with having the moon exactly in the center of Leo. So it could not have left the sign of Leo all day long. So that gives an astrologer more than enough information to read your chart. So if you go to my website, click on free chart, I will email you a copy of this in full color.
Oh, super.
And what I'm seeing is, you know, not just that you're a Pisces, because you can read stuff about Pisces all day long, but you're a specifically interesting Pisces. You're born with Saturn actually perpendicular to the sun. And what that actually says is that you grew up in a very serious childhood. In fact, you may have skipped childhood altogether because responsibility was extremely important. So you spent a lot of time being many years emotionally older than you were chronologically. And while that's helped you to be more efficient, a little bit more grounded, it actually makes you a little less of the traditional Pisces interpretation you might read in a book. So
Okay. It
isn't necessarily anything bad. It's just that it makes you take life a little bit more seriously, and it gives you more of a sense of purpose, which I think is very important, because while you were born with Saturn in this position, you also had Jupiter exactly opposite from the sun. And what that says is it means that you could be too generous otherwise. Without that Saturn in discipline, you could be giving away the house, the car, the farm, the kids. You may want to do that anyway.
No, I don't want to.
Jupiter just says that you're extraordinarily generous, you're extraordinarily optimistic about things most of the time, and you really do want to try to help and heal everybody that you come into contact with, which is just phenomenal. Now, where things are shifting and changing is exactly what we were talking about earlier, where Saturn is actually opposite from Uranus. So I know there's
right.
a lot of terms there and things that show difficulty, but it's impacting you directly because you've got Uranus in Pisces, which is your sun sign, and Saturn in Virgo, which is where that Jupiter of yours is located at. So literally it's as though you're in the middle of a game of tug of war, and you're the rope. So you've got...
That's what it feels like.
Exactly. You've got the idealistic side of you that wants to be spiritual and wants to learn, you know, all the things that there are to learn in this world. And the other side of you is like, but the electric just got shut off. So
yes.
you've got the difficulty there of really trying to blend both worlds together. In other words, both the idealistic and the realistic. And right now I've been warning everybody, the idealistic is what's going to win. And that's where we have to hold our belief system, because it's just like we used to have our monetary system on the gold standard. In other words, however much gold you had was how much money you could print. Well, we got rid of that actually back in the 1970s. And now we're on what's called a Federal Reserve system, where we literally print money according to our so-called gross national product or our worth. And that's a subjective number. So we could print trillions, we could print billions. No one's really sure exactly how much we're allowed to print. So we're
right.
going to keep printing it. But as long as people have confidence in the banking system and confidence that a dollar is worth a dollar, it works.
Oops.
The minute that you hand a dollar to somebody and they say, that's not worth anything, that's when the whole system begins to fail.
Right.
And that's exactly the parallel that's going on in your life right now. The second that you start believing that your life is not working, it will fail. And the second that you allow yourself to believe that you're entitled, you know, by your, let's say, universal birthright, you know, by you being born, and maybe subscribing to a theory like, oh, let's say God doesn't make mistakes, that you have an inherent worth, you have an inherent value to yourself, you know, as a person, as a soul, however you want to define yourself. And Uranus is saying it's time to start a revolution. Baby, it's time to get out there and rock. You know, it's time to do something you've never done before. You know, life is short. We have to start living sometime.
Right.
So this is your year. It's
this
a
is my
pattern.
Year. All right.
So what about her future, I mean, like this year and her rope-pulling thing?
Well, again, there has to be, you know, Saturn's going to win some, you know, points on the tennis court here. I mean, you know, Serena, you have to set limits with who you hang out with and who you've been conversing with. You've got a lot of people that come to you for advice, but a lot of people you still have a trouble saying no to. And a lot of these people that leave you feeling tired and drained really are people that you need to be spending less time with. And if they're relatives, well, you just have to spend less time with them. Tell them you're busy, you know? I mean, it's not like you want to blow them off completely, but maybe they could write you a letter or
right.
write you an email.
Well, I only have one relative, and she's my daughter.
Oh, well, you have
a 15-year-old daughter, and she would love to talk to you.
Well, have her call. You know, have her call, have her email.
No, I mean, she's right here. I can just put her on.
Larry, I think it'd be a really neat thing if you'd let her talk to you. I think
sure.
it's very important.
I'm game, but it's not my radio show,
yeah.
so.
It's fine with me. I think I'm getting a sense that it's very important she talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that then.
Okay. Here she is. Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you? Well, we already asked that.
Yeah.
What's your What's your first name?
My name is Haley, and my last name is Hagen.
Her name is Haley?
Yeah.
Okay, Haley. And when's your birthday?
May 21st, 1993.
Okay. And
I was born at 7:28 a.m.
There we go. And where at, dear?
In Tucson.
In Tucson. And, again, was that 7:28 a.m., like in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And did you have a question then?
I was just curious, general information.
General information.
Yeah.
General information. Wow.
And Haley is a teenager, right?
Yep.
But she's gone through a lot of teenager stuff, probably.
Oh.
Well, yeah. not quite as much as many have, but Haley, have you ever seen your astrology chart before?
Nope.
Okay. Well, again, I would invite you also to go to the website larrymartin.biz. Click on free chart, and you'll get a free full-color chart emailed to you.
Oh, cool.
The reason why your chart is really spectacular is you were basically born during a new moon.
Oh, yeah. Someone told me that.
Which is exactly when you should be doing a vision board. That's the best time. But you were born exactly at the beginning of Gemini. In other words, you're not half Taurus and half Gemini. You're 100,000% Gemini. You have both sun and the moon at 0 degrees of Gemini. And basically what that says is that you're an extraordinarily smart person who needs to understand that.
Do
you put forth a really good effort in school?
Yeah, I study a lot and I do my homework.
Okay. Well, the idea is that you are going to be what we call the Jill of all trades, master of none. In other words, you're going to have such a variety in your life of different opportunities, careers, plans for the future, that your number one challenge in life is going to be making a decision.
Ooh, how exciting.
Because you have to get over the fear of failure.
I'm not really afraid of that. It just pops up in my mind sometimes.
See, many, many Geminis are very concerned with being exact and being informative and being, you know, considered to be intelligent. And you have to keep pouring more and more energy into your confidence to know that you can do those things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So did you want any further questions about that? Because also your birth year tells me that you could be having a really serious boyfriend encounter this year. So I don't know how much information you want to give out to your mom.
I don't know. I'm with this guy that she doesn't really approve of, but, like, I really like him, and I've known him for a long time, and she really has no reason for not liking him. She just thinks he does.
He's a really, really good guy, but
you
want to make sure that your relationship doesn't go faster than, you know, your IQ. Okay?
Okay.
So, not to sound like a dad, which I am a dad, but, you know, it's just the idea that you want to try to, think ahead. Use some forethought. You know, think about consequences, just like everybody always barks at you in school. I don't want to be another one just to bark at you, but you have a lot of planets in very sensitive areas. And this is a very important relationship for you to have right now. And the idea is to try to keep your feet on the ground. Okay?
Okay, so is it like a good relationship?
Yeah, it's a good relationship, Haley.
This is a good relationship. Just you don't want to get too serious about it or jump into adult matters just yet.
Okay.
Go a little slower.
Go a lot slower.
That. Because, you know, and we don't realize that, but, you know, we think our minds, I remember, you know, you just think you're older and you get your heart broke, and then later on, you know, it just hurts more and more. So if you take more time, like Larry's saying, I'm sensing a dabbling into some sort of spiritualism or something. Are you going toward a religious aspect of something?
How do you know that?
Is that true?
Yeah, I just started into the Mormon religion.
So that's pretty strict, in, don't you think, Larry, as far as keeping things slow?
Well, as far as you know, advising to keep things slow, it's no different than making sure you wear a seatbelt when you before you get in the car and drive off.
Yeah. Well, Haley, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, feel free to visit the website, and I love hearing from people, and send me an email.
Okay, cool.
And he lives here in town now, so maybe you guys will meet.
I'm making several appearances. Can I jump in? And
yes, you may.
Well, thank
Larry,
you.
Please do.
Actually, I'm going to be, the first place I'm going to be is at, Windmill Suites, which is
Windmere?
Windmill, like a windmill in
Windmill.
Holland. Correct, okay. Yeah, it's Windmill Suites, and it's with a group called the Mystic Messengers, and we do very quick $20 sessions, although I tend to talk too much, as you can tell. So it ends up being a little longer. But February 15th, which is Sunday, I will be there in person, along with a number of other people. And then I'll also...
What time is that?
It starts at 9 a.m., but usually most people don't wake up till 10. But it's at the corner of Campbell and River.
Campbell and River, okay.
That's here in Tucson. And then I'll also be at the 4th Avenue Street Fair.
Ah!
And that will be, I believe, March 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And, of course, that's on 4th Avenue. But I'll be located right in front of Magpie's Pizza, which I believe is in the 600 block somewhere there.
That's a good spot.
Yeah, on the north side of 4th Avenue. And I think it's right by maybe 5th Street. Something like that. That's
well, we'll be sure to tell people that starting, now, because I know there's a lot of people go to 4th Avenue. Actually, I was thinking about taking the show to 4th Avenue and just representing BBS Radio and Team CST there, too, to try to promote the health and wellness and abuse issues, et cetera, that we try to discuss. I know, are you guys still hanging on, Haley and Serena?
Jeez.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah.
And be sure to tell everybody how wonderful Larry is.
Okay. Well,
thank you for calling. And then all they do is go to LarryMartinBiz.com.
No, it's LarryMartin.biz. That's it.
Oh, LarryMartin.biz. Sorry. I always forget about that stuff. And then they can go to the charts, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, just go to www.LarryMartin.biz. And click on the left-hand side where it says, get a free chart or a free reading or something like that. And it'll generate their birthday, and they'll see a little form with a little cartoon that talks about their sun sign, and they click submit the information, and it goes right through my computer.
All right. Sounds easy.
It is. Very
simple. All right. Well, thank you, girls. Well, hopefully we'll hear from you again. All right. I think they're gone. Larry, you're such a great, that's really great. I think just helping a mother or daughter out, because, mothers and daughters go through things. And I'm sure that, made them each feel a little better,
Well,
just a little bit better.
In psychology, we have a lot of, ways that we look at those relationships between, child and parent. And gender makes a huge difference. While all children are looking for approval from their parents, a lot of parents, have really been handed a lot of challenges lately, with regards to the world and the career and how to keep kids safe. And at the same time, how do we encourage them to take risks and chances? And so we have to live by examples, and we have to try to find a way to communicate with our kids as friends, but also serve as the authority so that we can develop a good role model for them as well. It's a tough, tough job. It's a tough job.
It is a tough job. Well, I'm going to give out the number. I'm going to give the number out one more time.
Yeah.
It's toll-free 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And we got your LarryMartin.biz. And let's see, what else? do we need to give out to you? We got you come on next Sunday. You're going to be at Campbell and River.
It'll be February 15th.
February 15th.
I'm watching the Super Bowl next Sunday.
Oh, that's right. We're still in January, aren't we? Okay,
Arizona.
All right, so that'll be February 15th. And I know exactly where that is, Campbell and River. And then the street fair, and of course, we're here in Tucson, Arizona. So for those of you that live here, that is an incredible fun thing, and that'd be so you'll be right in front of Magpies, and I'll keep talking about that for you, Larry.
Oh, I appreciate it. That was a lot of fun.
Now that we kind of covered some of these things, is and a little bit what we were talking about before the calls. How can you explain to people that instead of looking at this as a scary, sad thing? Or frightening. What can we say about this new future coming that'll take some of the fear away from people?
Well, it really depends on what you're attached to. You know, I've been trying to, you know, guide my clients by, you know, putting their best skills and assets forward and helping them to do everything from design a better resume to do a better job interview and know when to go apply for a job or when to try to sell a house. These are very scary times, especially if you're watching television or watching the news, because you're hearing bad news from all over the world. And the more you hear that negative story, the more you're tending to fear that that's going to happen to you in some way, shape, or form. And once you start thinking that negative way, you start attracting the negativity to you. So because of the stress and tension that the planets are showing us, it's basically saying that our old way of greed and whoever has the most money at the end of the day wins, that way of living is really done. It's over with. It's not going to help. In other words, you can't have 1 million people out of 6 billion people have all the money in the world. So basically, the planets are more or less saying it's time for a change. It's time to even things out, not as if, you know, the people that didn't earn the money deserve unearned money. It's not that at all. It's simply saying that the time where money is the top priority in life is over. And
right.
For people that are very attached to their things or very attached to materialism, they're going to be absolutely frightened out of their minds. So I've been trying to encourage them to say, hey, you just need a more variety in your life. You know, you need to develop other things like art and appreciation for beauty and take a walk in nature. You know, so many of us are working two or three jobs or we're spending endless hours a week and we don't even have time to sleep right now. And so the change is that you're slowly killing your soul and you're more quickly killing your physical body by working yourself to death. And we need to take a time out, maybe not work on a Sunday, you know, and take a time out for the family or if the kids, you know, are trying to get your attention and you're surfing the internet after work trying to do some extra work. You know, the kids need attention too, and there has to be time out for pets and animals and to take a breather or go on a quick weekend getaway for a vacation and just to get back to the things that are actually more important than money. And so many of us, we forget that because, you know, we're trying to pay the bills and we're trying to buy groceries. You know, we're trying to put gasoline in the car. You know, we're trying to do these things, and we're trying to put our best effort forward. And the frightening part of this is that the universe has heard, you know, the request of the masses, that the vision boards that are going up with people making their wishes, you know, they're actually attracting greater prosperity to themselves. They have new ideas. There's new inventions on the horizon. We're all going to be having electric cars within the next couple of years. The old, you know, Hummers that are still being manufactured, even though no one's buying them, those days are over. They're ending. So if you had a job making Hummers and you're scared you're going to be unemployed, well, you know, times change.
One thing I think that has really helped me this year, because I pretty much have gone through a lot of changes, and you were one of the people that helped me to see the light inside of myself by answering a lot of my personal, I didn't know that question. You know, I mean, a lot of the things in this, that as you as an astrologer and intuitive really helped me to see my, what do you call it, the things that I were thinking were negative as positive. And I think that one of the things I've learned is to be very grateful, to live in gratitude, and, you know, be grateful for the people that help or the people in my life. And I always say prayers for you and your partner over there. And I just think that telling people that if you can just, you know, like the vision board, stay positive and know that there's a higher power out there. And like you told Serena, you know, if she starts thinking negative, well, that negative will come to her. Well, it's so true. You know, I'm living proof. And the more positive and the more positive I stay around people as yourself and my other wonderful people that will be on this show that have helped me to survive the last few years, I know that that is the key to success on the down days. And I want to say something real quick before we end the show that I want to thank. I want to thank AdVision Outdoor here in Tucson, because we have now, they graciously donated some billboards for us. So I got a billboard and they donated some billboards for Team CST for BBS Radio. And so they're around Tucson, and I want to thank them for doing such a beautiful job in the photography, and for David Sachs Photography, who did the photos. So if anyone lives in Tucson and you happen to see them, you know, we want to thank AdVision Outdoor. And Larry, I want to thank you, because we had some callers today, and that was awesome.
That's great.
So awesome.
And again, you know, I really want to thank you and, of course, BBS Radio for making all this possible. But, you know, I think that, you know, for all of us, that, you know, we really serve ourselves best by being clear about what we want and to really try to, you know, pivot our thinking away from the fear and try to think in terms of gratitude, like you were mentioning. And being grateful for all the wondrous things that we have. And it's funny, because no matter if I have a good day or a down day, when I walk outside and I see the just absolutely gorgeous mountains of Arizona, I mean, it's impossible to have a bad day. Really.
Right. And even though we had a bad day, it's like, or something bad happens, there's always something good. I mean, you learn from it, even as hard as it may be. We do learn from the bad things, and there is a wonderful light. And what I love about your astrology is that you're so intuitive, but you really are able to take the beauty in what you see and express it and make it really clear. Like, it makes so much sense. I love the way you do your readings.
Thank you. I've been blessed with having really good teachers. I mean, I started out working with Anthony Robbins' system of modeling.
No way!
Yeah, after modeling after people that you admire.
Oh, so what is him? I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I did that way back when I was a teenager.
Oh my gosh, really?
In fact, I just went and got his first book called Unlimited Power, and I went back to review some of it. And it's funny, because you know, the picture of him in there is so young, and I think the book is, what, 1986?
Well, I don't think he even looks like he's aged, though.
No, not at all.
He's a handsome man.
Yeah, so I started modeling after the astrologers that I admired, and you know, and even the philosophers and the people nowadays, even people that appear on Oprah, you know, are fantastic. You know, I was just thinking about Eckhart Tolle, who says, you know, that if you say yes to life, then you'll see how life suddenly starts working for you rather than against you.
And that's the power of now, right?
It's the power of now, yeah.
And it's a very good book.
You know, it's just the idea that it's a lot more fun to be looking forward to life than be looking behind you, worrying about who's chasing you.
Yeah, or somebody told me, a mutual friend, said, you know, when are you going to stop dragging that past behind you? You know, I mean, I'm just dragging it along with me, you know, and that you can't be in the now, you can't be in the future. I mean, you're dragging something behind you, and
right.
About after a year or two, it made sense.
You have to let go of old angers, and you have to let go of old hurt, and you have to also appreciate the sense that, you know, if anyone has been a victim of abuse. Yes, I acknowledge it completely that it's a horrible thing, and we hope someday to eradicate that from our society. But in the meantime, if you are a survivor, then I do believe you have some kind of obligation when you're ready to help other people. Because the biggest thing about abuse, and I've said this a dozen times, is that the louder you talk about it, the less it has a place to hide.
And people wanted to ask me, why do you put all this out there? It's coming to me a lot now since my website. And I'm like, you know what? Because nobody talks about it. And the more I talk about it, the more I have people like yourself on and we mention it. You know, it helps because I didn't really listen too well, but you know, I'm hoping that little by little I can help somebody here a lot sooner than I did, you know. And Larry, next time you come on, I want to talk about the Reiki stuff too.
Absolutely.
Think that's just fascinating. Because I do, I guess, a little bit of that, but you do a much more Reiki-ish thing. So.
Well, yeah.
We'll have to get you back on real soon.
Well, yeah, I just spent a weekend with my friend Aaron Cantola, and we did a weekend at Dillard's Department Store at the Tucson Mall. And
oh, my God!
We had a great turnout. We had well over 40 or 50 people throughout the weekend. And
my gosh, how awesome!
Yeah, she worked her cranial sacral therapy, which is phenomenal, and then I did Reiki, and I've had my Reiki 3 certification since last fall, and so I'll be teaching some Reiki workshops this summer here in Tucson.
Awesome. And, well, of course, Aaron Cantola was my co-host on Team CST on Jolt, so that's how we know each other. She's an incredible healer. So that's awesome. Well, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you because we're going to end this with one of my tunes. I think it's called Change. It might be Change or it might be something else. We'll wait and see. But whatever it is, it comes from my heart and my soul, and I hope that people will enjoy it. My website, of course, is MercedesLucky.com, MercedesLucky.com. And then Larry's is LarryMartin.biz. And Larry, we'll have you on really soon, hopefully maybe next month.
Thank you, Mercedes.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, we're going to have a great time.
I know. Thank you so much, callers. Thank you, listeners. We love you. And hopefully we'll be back again next Tuesday.
It's cold out. Here I am knocking at your door. I came around about an hour or so, but you weren't here before. Do you mind? Can I come inside? I promise that I only need a few minutes of your time.